Welcome to my Blog Talk radio show, Love Your Music. I am your host, Margot Joy Denader, and I am a creative life coach, singer, songwriter, artist, and the author of the book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am super happy to have Joanna Finnis as my guest for Love Your Music today. Tune in for a conversation about singing, songwriting, and what you can expect from being a member of West Coast Songwriters. Welcome, Joanna.
Hello, Margot. How are you?
I am happy and excited to have you on the show today. You are such an amazing,
well, thank you.
Amazingly beautiful example of what it means to live your music, because it's it's living what you feel in your heart you're here on earth to do, and I can see that you're doing that. I've met you through West Coast Songwriters, which has been an incredibly positive influence in my life and Dudley's life since 2014, and yeah, I'm so glad that you're a part of it. And anyway,
I'm happy to be here, and thank you for asking me. It's a rare treat where, you know, artists and songwriters get to talk about their passion.
Well, you know, that's why I started the show back in December of 2013, is because I wanted to just have people on that were doing what they love. And actually, in a way, that's what Live Your Music means. It means do what you love, do what you enjoy, do what creates joy for you. And by doing that, you're a happier person, and it makes the world a happier place. So, you know.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. If you can find time in your life to pursue something that really brings you lots of joy, it reverberates out through, you know, your family, into society, and people feel connected to you, and hopefully you can pass on some good vibes and get other people interested in finding their passion in their life as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one of my favorite quotes, in fact, I have it on my email, is your legacy is every life you touch. Maya Angelou had said that to Oprah. And, you know, because Oprah was like, oh, my legacy is finally going to be this or that or whatever, you know. And the thing is our legacy is every life we touch. And so by being happy ourselves, it helps us spread happiness and contribute happiness wherever we go. And that's why I think
It's important to know that you're not going to know who you touch. You know, you're not going to necessarily know who you maybe have affected or passed on some inspiration to. You might not get validation from somebody, oh, you inspired me to do this, you know. So just be yourself, be natural, because it's very likely that you're passing on good things to other people without you even knowing about it, and you will never know about it. So, you know, just be the best person you can. And do what is honestly inside you, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you're right. I mean, unfortunately, so many people don't tell people when they see good things that they do. It's like, unfortunately, in the world, it seems like there's more people that want to tell you what you did wrong than what you did right. And,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And
you know, As a songwriter, I was telling my husband the other day, I said, you know, I think I've spent pretty much my whole life as a songwriter being critiqued. And, you know, I ask for that. But as an artist, you're critiqued most of the time and you get very little positive. So it's really important that when you're doing something you're passionate about, that it is 100% for yourself. That you don't constantly seek validation from other people, because that's the only, I feel like that's the best way that you can fully enjoy the thing that you're passionate about, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Well, anyway, this teacher of mine back then said, you know, people get plenty of cold pricklies in life, is it? So go around giving warm fuzzies. I love that.
There we go. Yeah.
Warm
fuzzies.
I like
giving warm fuzzies.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't think I critique anyone, like, you know, through social media or if anybody asks my opinion. I always try to give a really positive spin on any advice or suggestions I'm giving, because I don't want that person to ever go back thinking, or I could, you know, anything negative, you know, come prop them up with positive comments, you know. So I hope that I come across as a positive person and try to lift people rather than you're not doing this, you're not doing that, you know. Try this, try that, you know, I think you'll find this will snowball into something else, you know, et cetera. So.
Yeah, well, you know, you're one of the managers for West Coast Songwriters. You were for Palo Alto.
Yes.
Dudley and I are managers for San Rafael. And we've been having the Zoom managers meetings, and that's how we met you. So,
yes, that's
luckily,
right.
It's not just,
yep.
But, you know, we actually see the other people, which I love about Zoom, that we can be
yes.
in different locations and still get together and see each other and see what it's like to be together. And you are a totally positive influence in there, and I'm so glad to have you as one of the members. Members and managers, you know, you and Melissa Harding both are both fairly new managers for West Coast Songwriters.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I love both of you. You both just add this sparkle and positive energy and excitement. And I think it's fantastic.
Thank you. Well, I love what I do. You can tell Melissa loves what she does as well. And, it's what we do. This is our lives. You know, she is a singer-songwriter and a vocal coach. I'm a singer-songwriter, and there's three parts to my life. There's my husband and my children, and then there's songwriting. So I
mm-hmm.
live it. You know, I live my songwriting. It's an everyday thing, and I'm just fortunate that I can do it, you know, for most of my days. And I think that's probably where the energy comes from. We are deeply passionate about what we do.
yeah. What ages are your children? I'm curious.
Oh, they are. I'm a mother of teens now, so they are 15 and 18.
Oh, our son's 32 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Not quite there yet.
It goes so fast.
It does.
Seems like
it does.
Every year from when they're born, it's like it goes faster each year, and the years between 15 and 32 have just flown by.
Yes, I know. I remember my mom saying to me when I was having children, the time is going to whiz by, and sure enough, it has happened. And I'm like, no,
mm-hmm.
we're just going to slow down, you know. I'm very lucky that, you know, I've been able to do my music throughout having my children. My husband's really supportive, and he's always made sure that I've had time in the week to songwrite, even when my children were little.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I really want to pass on to other people when they're, you know, got careers and having families and things like that, you know, when other things get in the way, to try really hard to make sure you have time every week where you can be by yourself and write lyrics or, you know, jot down melodies or learn how to produce your songs and that kind of thing. That's really important. And surround yourself with people who support you to do that as well. Because you if you're a creative person and have something that's a deep passion inside you, it's not healthy to give it up for everybody else. You shouldn't just let that go. Try and keep that spark going inside you, and that's something that I feel really strong about. I tell people that, you know, when I was doing gigs, one of the number one comments I used to get when I used to come off stage was
mm-hmm.
mainly from women saying, you're so lucky you have this, you're so lucky you do this. And I would always sort of say, well, what do you do? Do you have something in your life? No, not really. And I'm like, I know you have something. There is something that you love to do, whether it be writing or poetry. So that's kind of like one of my main messages I want to pass on, particularly with people who are struggling to maybe find the time. You know, insist on that time for yourself. Make sure,
yeah.
I need this time. I need this hour every week to be able to do this. you know, it keeps you sane.
Well, it keeps you sane and it keeps you happy, and, you know. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
and you end up being a better person for it yourself, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Our son was, like, about 9 years old when I read a book called Take Time for Your Life that, you know, I was going, whoa, I need to be on my to-do list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like I've done a fairly good job of showing my children that, you know, mum is your mother and she is a wife and she's a family woman, but she also has this thing where she wants to be a pop star as well. So she's going to follow that dream as well. And I think it's healthy for them to see that, that mum has these other interests in her life that she's really, you know, that she really loves and enjoys and makes her happy, you know.
Yeah.
And I want
definitely.
The same for them as well, you know.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely why I named my show Live Your Music, because I want everyone that is a guest on it, but also everyone listening to it, to live whatever music they hear calling them, and that's, you know, whatever their heart desires, whatever sparks joy for them. And, like,
yeah.
I think we were talking about earlier, too, about what did you love to do as a kid, you know, before people told you it wasn't practical. Or that you couldn't do
it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I can tell you exactly what I used to do. I used to prance around in front of my mirror with my hairbrush thinking I was a pop star. And, yeah, no, that's not practical and it certainly doesn't pay the bills. But, you know, there's still elements of that. I make homemade videos for my music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of like an element of that. It's playing, right? It's playtime. And it's using my imagination and I don't know, it keeps me happy and it just brings me joy, you know, to be able to do those things. But they were the kind of things that I would do when I was a kid, you know, dancing and singing, and I'm still doing it, just hopefully I'm a little bit more mature about it.
Oh, you know, maybe it doesn't matter. I think sometimes people, that when they get past their 20s or past their 30s or whatever age it is, they're like, oh, I have to act like a grown-up, you know. And I'll tell you what, there's still a little kid inside of me that loves
I
to have fun.
I totally agree. I agree. And you just have to let them out, you know, let them out once in a while. I mean, obviously, it's not. I mean, real life has to be lived, you know, bills need to be paid and we have
right.
responsibilities as adults. But, you know, when you're on stage, just let it go, let yourself be the pop star. You know, when you're making my video, when I'm making my videos, I just want to be a little movie star for an hour or two, you know, and it's not hurting anybody and it makes me happy. So,
yeah. Well, so tell us just briefly a little bit about when you got started. So you started songwriting at 13 years old, right?
Yeah, I've always done like musical theater and dancing and singing and playing instruments and that kind of thing. And then around 13, I started to write melodies on the piano and I was self-teaching myself how to play chords on the piano. I think my mum and dad, who are very creative people themselves, and really encourage the arts in all of us, in myself and my sisters,
mm-hmm.
whatever we were good at, they noticed that I had something. And so they got me a 4-track recorder. And pretty much from that point on, I was hid away in my bedroom in my teens and I just wrote and wrote and wrote, you know, and I still have these songs on tape cassettes. I was really lucky. My best friend, she could sing as well. So she would sing the harmonies with me. So my life was very much about songwriting. I was in choirs, you know, singing, and just performing. And then just like we were talking about, towards, you know, when I started to get into my 20s and started working full-time and that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
the songwriting kind of started to stop a little bit, but I did a little bit more musical theater, because which was great. But it wasn't really until I came to America, to the United States, in my late 20s with my then fiance, who is now my husband, that I had the confidence really to join a band and sort of put myself out there and start networking with other musicians. And I joined a band, and then I joined another band, and then I made another band, and then finally I auditioned for a band called Grounds for Dismissal, and they were based here in Palo Alto, and they were a very strong, established covers band at that point, well-known in the community, doing a lot of gigs, and I auditioned for the lead, and I got the part. And I stayed with them for a long time. In that band, I met a gentleman called Steve Milne, who is a producer and a songwriter. And that's when we sort of found that we connected and we were started songwriting together. And yeah, and so ever since then, I've been writing in different levels and with different people. And yeah, so just that's sort of how it came about. It's just snowballed and got stronger and stronger as I've got older.
Wow, I love that. I love hearing people's stories about how their passion path of development, you know, and it's so interesting to hear. And it's so great that your husband was supportive of you, and so were your parents too. I mean, that's one of the things that unfortunately a lot of people don't have is there was a book I read back in the 80s that was called Wishcraft by Barbara Sher. And she talked about the environment that creates winners in there. And one of the things that does is to have a family that encourages you to explore all of your different interests and encourages you, helps you meet some of the people maybe you need to meet and that sort of thing. And that they let you feel that you'll be loved no matter what you do. Now, most people don't get all of that. And so it's part of what you got, though, it sounds like, when you were growing up and that you're also giving to your children is this, I know you can do what your heart desires, maybe not for a living, but it doesn't matter if it's for a living or if it's for a hobby. It still adds joy to your life, and it can add joy to other people's lives as well. So,
my parents were very supportive. They, you know, would encourage me to send my tapes off to people. My mum helped me sometimes write the lyrics to my songs, but they weren't pushy about it. And I think that's important. You know, they weren't pushy. They weren't sending me off to songwriting schools, you know, boarding camps or anything like that.
She wasn't talking about people being pushy because, there's the opposite extreme where instead of discouraging you, they're like, okay, this is what you're going to do. This is the path. We're going to do it. This is, you're going to be working all the time. No, she was for you to be able to explore what actually gives you joy.
For me, I think the thing that my parents gave me was they let me have an imagination, a very strong imagination. They let me sort of imagine being a pop star in my head or whatever and just being successful. For me, it was the imagination and the play that they allowed, you know, in abundance. And I had a very happy childhood. And I know that my strongest memories are of the arts that I did in my life. And that's just naturally what I gravitated towards, you too, you know. And, I have a little sister. She was the same as well. She's a photographer and she was always encouraged. And then I have a middle sister and she was more sporty. And so my parents, you know, encouraged that as well. You know, so they were all over the place. All three of us girls were into different things. And they just encouraged it. You know, they did what they could see was making us happy, you know, happy kids, you know, it's really important, really important to be a happy child, you know.
That's one of the things I feel most lucky about is that my mom was someone who was happy and she wanted others to be happy. And that's what mattered most to her for us was that we were happy. And unfortunately, I see so many kids and parents that, you know, they're like, oh, you've got to do this. You've got to get into this school. You've got to do this. You've got to go in this career. And that's not how to be happy. You know, it's,
no, yeah. I mean, it's hard, isn't it? I mean, different parents parenting in different ways. You can only just do what is best for yourself and your family. I'm sure mm-hmm. I push my kids sometimes, and then other times I'm like, okay, just do whatever, you know. So it's just finding that right balance.
Yeah, and I think that's actually a really good point too, because there's a balance in life, you know, of time alone, time with other people, time using your creativity, time doing the things that need to get done around the house or other work,
exactly,
you know, and
exactly.
living your life.
And responsibilities.
You
have
it's not either or.
Well,
it's not just
adult.
Play or
yeah.
just
no, exactly.
Put your nose to the grindstone, you know. That's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I've met some adults, and they're so passionate about what they do, and I'm like, yeah, but that's not going to pay the bills, you know. You have to be responsible as well, you know. You've got to work, and I've worked during my married life, and I haven't worked, so I sort of know what it's like on either side. So,
well,
and as a parent, you just have to find that balance, right, and pass that on to your children and show them as well. So,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh wow. So, the West Coast Songwriters Conference is coming up on September 10th, and it's going to be in Redwood City, and it's going to be live this year. So
yeah.
That's going
to
be amazing.
Time to start networking. I know lined up some great people to come in and talk. And something that I want to just like say about West Coast Songwriters is that, and particularly for the conference, is that this is for people who are beginners at songwriting and advanced. So it covers everybody. You know, there's young songwriters, there's a program there for young songwriters. We've got people coming in to screen songs, we've got people coming in to evaluate songs, which is two different things. We have some great industry professionals that are coming in and running a panel and talking about things. You can book your one-on-one. And for me, this conference is about no matter what stage you are at in songwriting, there is something there for you. And above all, you will get to network. And that's really important with songwriting. You don't want to just be alone songwriting. You want to surround yourself with people because you might find people that can help produce your song for you or give you some ideas on lyrics and, you know, create a little team. And it's best to go to these kind of events where you can do that, you know?
Mm-hmm. So true. That's so true. And yeah, we've loved being part of West Coast Songwriters. And the last 2 years, obviously, the conference was on Zoom because of the pandemic.
Right.
And so, you know, a lot of the people that we have met during the last couple of years, we've only met them on Zoom. And thank God for Zoom, though, at least, because we were able to do that and continue with songs and progress, Zooms and things like that. But,
With Zoom, I love Zoom because it makes it very easy to connect with people. But there's something about, you know, as a songwriter, you've got that element of performance that sort of comes with it as well. And so to meet people in person, even I get nervous still, you know, meeting people, successful people in the industry. When I'm doing a one-on-one and I want so badly to get information from them and for them to like me and connect, that kind of thing, that makes me nervous. And the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. You know, I'm already thinking about now, okay, I'm meeting these people. What do I want? What questions am I going to ask them? What is it I'm hoping to come away with this? It's not enough for me just to play them my song. I want other bits of information from them, you know. So I'm starting now to think about what questions I'm going to ask them. And, you know, I get nervous about it, but I know that the more I do it, the better I will become at it. And I want to be able to network and make myself known to these people, you know. So these are the things that that's the plus side of doing in-person conferences, you know, getting out there and meeting people. Because
so
a lot
true.
Of musicians
yeah.
are introverts. A lot of musicians are introverts, and it's sort of hard to put yourself out there and meet people. You know, a lot of artists are quite deep people, and we're okay with our own company, but networking is really important for songwriters. Very important. So,
well, yeah, and you know, there's seven C's that I heard during my meditation during the last couple of years. It's connection, communication, curiosity, creativity, collaboration, celebration, and contribution. And the thing is that,
there we go, yeah.
yes, I like to have my time alone. I definitely do. But you're right. I mean, we need to have connection. We need to communicate
yeah.
with other people who are doing what we're doing and what we love. And be curious and creative and collaborate. Yeah, that's the beauty of West Coast Songwriters is that you're right. It's all levels. Everybody from somebody who just wants to write their first song to people who are pros in the industry. So, and I found,
yeah.
and I think you found too, probably they're all so kind. It's a loving,
yeah.
kind,
and
creative industry.
And even the people they bring in are always patient and kind with questions and listening to what you have to say. You know, when I first started out with West Coast Songwriters, I just wanted to sort of play my songs to people and get my tunes critiqued. And that was what I wanted back then in 2011. Mm-hmm. And as we've gone along and now I've become more proficient at my songwriting and now I want more and I want to do sync placement and that kind of thing. And, you know, West Coast Songwriters is providing workshops and bringing people in to speak to people like me. And, you know, so like you say, there is something for everybody. But even if you're new, it is still worth coming in and meeting people from all levels, because maybe you find out you can partner with somebody and do some songwriting, or maybe you can get some tips on production from somebody who's really good at, you know, using their recording equipment and that kind of stuff, you know, you know, picking people's brains for ideas and just meeting
yeah.
people and surrounding yourself, like I said, with people who are like-minded and love their craft.
Exactly. Do you realize
yeah.
we have only 2 minutes left?
Oh my God, I got so much to say. No,
I know, I'll have to have you on again some other time so we can talk more. But for right now, what would you like to leave our audience with?
What would I like to leave our audience with? If you would like to return to something that you loved doing a while back, just take that first step to doing it. So, for example, if you were younger and you loved writing poetry and it's something you really hanker to do again, go out, buy a notebook and a pen, sit in the garden or wherever, and start scribbling. Just take that first step. That's what I want to leave with people, because I feel everybody needs a little something for themselves. And you will be a better person for it. So just take that first step.
That's great.
That's what I want to leave.
yeah. I guess also I would say feel the excitement and do it anyway. You know,
yes.
whatever it is you want to
yes.
learn how to do,
yeah.
feel the
yes.
excitement of it and just
start. Yeah. yes, just start, because otherwise it will always just be, it, particularly because you're going to be nervous. You're going to be nervous starting out. And then, you know, start looking online for other people, other groups that maybe are doing the same thing as you, and start connecting.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I think that is absolutely wonderful advice, and I agree entirely. Well, I want to say thank you, Joanna, for being
you. Well, thank you.
And yeah, thank you for being on our show and my show, actually.
Yes,
and
your
thank
too.
You. Yeah, and thank you for all the ways that you live your music, including
thank
creating
you.
Your own
thank
songs,
you.
But also being part of West Coast Songwriters as well.
Yes, and I will
people.
Be there at the conference. I will be there at the conference. I'm going to be there all day, helping as a volunteer and just pootling around whatever section needs me. And I will also be there in as a songwriter meeting, you know, and I'm trying to promote myself and whatever, that kind of thing, you know, not promote myself,
yeah.
but, you know, get feedback on my music. So I will be there in many capacities. So if
we will
you are
be
someone
there
and you're
well.
Thinking of coming,
yeah.
I will see you there.
Yeah, we'll see you there. And
right,
we're going to be cut off any second. We already were from the
okay.
live show. But anyway, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will see you on September 10th in Redwood City. Bye for now,
thank
everyone.
Thank you, Margo. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. Live your music.